we were supposed to conclude the pre-transitional period last November 12th. And proceeded was a lot of meetings, which we held it in Djibouti, which in Addis Ababa, in Entebbe, and also in Kampala. And the result of all those meetings was to extend the pre-transitional period for 100 days. The workshop of the last 2 days had the intention to redraw the activities for the 100 days and to prioritize the main activities which are necessary in order to accomplish the remaining pre-task activities. We invited all the mechanisms of security mechanisms, and we have also invited all the member states present here in Juba, their embassies, the UN, United Nations, UNMIS, African Union, RGMEC, and CITESM, as well as the African Union, to facilitate the meeting and the workshop.
What are some of the outcomes or recommendations that were reached during this 2 days meeting in Juba?
It's very clear. We didn't expect any outcome. It was a planning session of activities. And these activities were the measures of the pre-transitional period about cantonment, screening, and training and deep redeployment of the unified forces, and how to do this. This was the intention of this workshop.
And does IGAD believe that the pending issues can be resolved within 100 days?
Well, IGAD is facilitating. The activities has to be done and has to be accomplished by the political parties and, of course, also the mechanisms. And we facilitated, and we sincerely hope that these activities can be now accomplished and in line with the 100 days.
One of the major issues is funding. Has IGAD also received any assurances from the incumbent transitional government of national unity on releasing the funds on time to accomplish these tasks?
Well, that's a very interesting and very important question. I met this morning the security advisor to the president, Toot, His Excellency Toot, and he confirmed to me today, this morning, that the NPTC has already received the sum of $40 million in their account, so that this could be used for the financing of the implementation of the pending issues.
The NPTC chairperson has already confirmed to you that they received $40 million cash in their account to accomplish this remaining task within the 100 days, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, thank you.
One of the issues is also the guarantors were to form a committee to monitor these activities within the 100 days, and they will have to review within 50 days. Have you received any notification from the guarantors, in this case Uganda and Sudan?
Well, this is already done, and if need be, I can tell you also the names of the experts. Uganda has nominated one Major General, Paul Kodek, as the member of the new mechanism, and Sudan has nominated Abdul Monem Al Jalal Al Hassan, Major General, also to be the member of that institution. We are also waiting the other member states of IGAD. They have also the possibility and the choice to send an appointee to that committee as well. Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia, Djibouti.
What will be their role? Will their role be more different from that of NPTC?
Well, NPTC is a national mechanism, as you know, and this mechanism is directly reporting to the member states, directly reporting to the heads of states in this case, and yes, it could be a bit different. And they have, of course, the mandate from the IGAD head of states or council.
The SPLM-IO has complained several times of confining their leader, Dr. Riek Machar, under house arrest in Khartoum. IGAD was supposed to have a meeting and determine his status. How soon do Do we see that happening?
This is also a very interesting question. And in fact, the chairperson of IO and the commander-in-chief of IO, his status has to be cleared. And this is also my thinking. We have asked this several times for the Council of Ministers, and we just are waiting for the next summit, in fact, to do this, and this will be done very soon.
Recently, the African Union and the U.S. government issued a very strong statement saying that they are gravely disappointed by the two leaders, that is, in this case, the President of the Republic, Salva Kiir Mayardit, and Dr. Machar, failing to form the Artigono on the 12th of November, which passed last week. What is IGAD's comment on this statement coming from both the African Union and the U.S. government?
Well, let me say this. It is very important to implement this peace agreement. And it is very important that it is implemented in letters and in spirit. We have a very important pending issues still remaining. One of them is transitional security arrangement, and the second one is the number of states. So we think it is very important to do the most critical pending issues before we rush to form a government. And this is also now what is happening.
Does IGAD believe that the deadline set for 12 February 2020 can be met by the parties and form the new government?
IGAD is the last to give up. And for IGAD, failure is not an option. So we are heading for that deadline, and we sincerely hope that we will reach that target.